Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Paul Rasmussen with me. One of the top stories in the nation and right here in Pittsburgh are the protests that continue. It's been going on for about 10 weeks in some schools like Columbia University in New York. Then we mentioned USC canceling their graduation ceremony. We have a personal connection with that, with our own Tamir Rush, and then UCLA and some other issues. Covering the story for the Tribune Review is Megan Swift. Megan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So far, this encampment that is set up in the plaza across from the campus inside of the Cathedral of Learning has been peaceful, right?
Yes, it has. I've been there the past 2 days.
And in terms of, give people an idea of the scope, I understand there's, what, nearly 30 tents set up in the lawn?
Yeah, so it started on Tuesday, and as of yesterday, it had grown to over 30 tents. They had about 25 or 26 to start on Tuesday.
Megan, are they talking about shutting this down on Friday and continuing to do that, or is there a change?
So that was mentioned initially, but they're not sure what's going to happen yet, so there's going to be probably some more updates coming out today. Obviously, this week is finals week at Pitt as well, so that's played a role too.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, it is graduation week at the University of Pittsburgh, and I don't think, like other places, like we mentioned USC, it's going to happen here where they'll change graduation ceremonies, right?
Yes, not to my knowledge. I haven't heard anything on that front.
What I'm hearing, Larry, just talking briefly with Tamir, is they're modifying what they're going to do with graduation. So it's I think it's in an attempt to keep anything from breaking out.
Yeah, I would imagine that here in Pittsburgh things have been calm, but it's not the case in other places. So I assume you'll be back out there today, Megan, right?
Yeah, we'll have a reporter out there today. I'm actually covering tomorrow. They're having an event. It's like a kite event downtown at Point State Park. So I'll be covering that tomorrow. I'm working Saturday instead of today.
All right, Megan, thanks for joining us, and you can read all about it, Tribune Review. That is Megan Swift, Big K Morning Show.
Oh,
appreciate
you. Thanks for having me.
Have a good weekend. And our own Tamir Rush is here, and there's always a Pittsburgh connection. So, Tamir, when I said USC is canceling graduation, that means nothing to me, right?
Exactly.
And then we realize it means a whole lot to you.
Absolutely. My son is graduating from USC in May, in about 2 weeks, actually. And I was informed that commencement, the large ceremony of commencement, is they're canceling it. And, like, I'm kind of confused about the whole thing. because apparently the valedictorian has, she's taken a stance on the Israel, Palestine, situation, and they're stating that it's a safety concern, so they nixed her from giving her speech as valedictorian. And I mean, it's heartbreaking for something like that to happen. I'm kind of over it, because at the end of the day, we spend lots of money to send our kids to college, and you get to a point where it's like, enough is enough. I mean, let these kids graduate. This is going to happen regardless of if you have commencement or you don't.
And you also pointed out in your son's case, 4 years ago,
yes,
during COVID, his high school graduation was canceled.
Correct. Correct. High school, not him. He graduated in 2021. But in speaking to him yesterday, he informed me that he graduated from undergrad in 2021.
Gotcha. Okay.
Undergrad. However, high school students that graduated in 2020 are faced with the same thing, dilemma, with not having an opportunity to graduate from college in 2024. It's just, I posted on my Facebook page, our country is spiraling out of control. I mean, this is heartbreaking. And for me as a parent to spend money on flights, hotel stay, rental cars, all of these things, to be faced with something like this I'm very, very upset about this.
And I can understand why. Well, hang in there. Appreciate you sharing the personal side of this story.
No problem.
Tamaya Rush from our newsroom on the Big K Morning Show. So, Paul, yeah, it does affect people. You think about Southern California as, well, that doesn't affect me. In this case, obviously, very personal.
And how many thousands of families can say the same thing that Tamaya just said?
And
all over the country.
Some violence breaking out in some of these cases. It's starting to have that look.
It's cropping up, it seems, when police start to make arrests. That's where there seems to be the violence breaks out.
Well, hold your breath for the weekend on this, and we'll keep you posted here on KDKA. Big event coming up, apparently, Paul, at 10 o'clock today. And joining me is Matt Smith, Chief Growth Officer, Allegheny Conference on Community Development. This is a gathering of, actually, when you look at it, Undersecretary of Infrastructure, Department of Energy, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, Representatives Chris DeLuzio, Valerie Gatos, and Matt, good morning. Matt?
Oh, Larry, can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, good to be with you.
So, what's going on in Leedsdale at 10 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, really important announcement today, Larry. Two companies that already have a presence here, Nextracker, which is a global provider of intelligent solar trackers and software solutions for the solar industry, and JM Steel, which is a manufacturer of steel, are announcing an expansion of their partnership at that Leedsdale site. And it's a really significant announcement for a number of reasons for southwestern Pennsylvania. One, it's two great companies that are already here announcing an expansion. And we know that most of our economic growth within this region comes from companies that are already here, about 65% of that economic activity. So we're really happy that companies that already have a presence here have decided to make additional investments in western Pennsylvania. And I think, too, it really demonstrates the secret sauce, if you will, of southwestern Pennsylvania. And that's where these sectors, energy and manufacturing in this case, collide. Western Pennsylvania is very well positioned to succeed within these sectors.
Good question for you, Matt. What exactly is this partnership going to produce?
Yeah, they're going to produce steel that will ultimately, critical steel components that will ultimately go into solar generation plants in Pennsylvania, across the Mid-Atlantic region, and across the country. And so, you know, it really goes to show you Western PA playing a critical role in what's next in energy development, not only in Pennsylvania, but across the country, in producing these really critical supply chain components for the solar industry.
And will this include any job growth in the region?
Yeah, this is going to include creating right around 60 new jobs. And I think what's really significant there is the original partnership was announced about 2 years ago. So this is within a 2 year period, a really significant increased trajectory in jobs in a very short amount of time. So it shows not only that this investment is possible here, but the skilled workforce that Southwestern Pennsylvania has in abundance really shows up in cases like this where companies are able to scale very, very quickly.
Matt, are these companies early to the game? Are they picking out a good niche here in solar? Are they ahead of a trend or just joining one?
Yeah, they really are ahead of the trend. I mean, that's a great question. I think when you look at the federal landscape, for example, with the Inflation Reduction Act, you're seeing a lot of demand within the solar industry for solar products, for solar components. And so the fact that, these companies, in JM Steel and Nextracker already have that presence here. They were already doing a lot of this work, even before the IRA market caused this explosion in solar demand. They're ahead of the curve, and I think that's what's so exciting. When you combine, as I mentioned, the workforce, you have our strategic location. Many people don't know this, but we're within 500 miles or a day's drive of 50% of the U.S. and Canadian population and market. So we're located in a very strategic place for supply chain components like this. And then when you put those ingredients into the mix, with not only the federal investment, but the other public policy partner that's really critical here is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Governor Shapiro deserves a lot of credit for projecting a very aggressive, open for business mindset and strategy in Pennsylvania and southwestern Pennsylvania. And I think companies both here and outside of western Pennsylvania are reacting to that open for business mantra that the governor has projected.
And when will this be up and running, Matt?
This is going to be up and running now. I mean, this facility is moving ahead right now. They're adding the additional line. So, we're very excited, as I said, not only about the fact that this announcement's occurring, but the speed with which the companies were able to scale up this investment.
Matt Smith, Chief Growth Officer, Allegheny Conference on Community Development. Leedsdale at JM Steel today at 10. We'll get the details with a whole bunch of important people there. And I assume they're wearing suits, Matt, right? It must be a big deal.
I think, probably suits, at least ties. At least ties, Larry. I can say that. I've got a tie on.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. Good news for a change in that industry. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Larry.
I was just thinking, Larry, there might be one exception to that, but Fetterman's not going to be there. So,
yeah, that's a good one, Paul. Well, that is some good news.
I'm impressed.
Because that's an industry where all you hear is it's, tanking or going downhill or this or that. So I'll be interested to get the details. 13 high school local finalists are up for the top spot in a very special event right here in our hometown involving August Wilson. It's called August Wilson New Voices, and joining us is Derek Sanders. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
I actually met, you're not going to believe this, August Wilson. 35 years ago, he had just released one of his famous stage plays, Fences, and I had no idea that he would go on to be this international sensation. Give us an idea of what kind of impact August Wilson has had as a playwright and poet.
Oh, wow. From some in across the world, August Wilson is considered maybe the top American playwright. Some people, I've heard him be called the Bard of Pittsburgh, the Shakespeare of Pittsburgh. And just his impact of culture and art and theater has expanded all across the world. There have been, productions of Fences in Japan, in London, all across the world. Just what he was able to accomplish with his 10-play cycle has never been done before, and really celebrates America, ultimately, and the history of America and African people and their history through words and dances and celebration of Pittsburgh culture and American culture.
So people know you're the national director of the August Wilson New Voices program. So this isn't just for us here in the Berg, right?
No. So this is year. I'm really excited because I'm a Pitt alum. So it's like also coming back home for me. It was formerly the August Wilson monologue competition, which you can look at on Netflix. There's a documentary about it. But we've expanded and the program, and now we're August Wilson New Voices. And basically, high school students compete with August Wilson monologues from across the nation, two-minute August Wilson monologues, and they compete for scholarships. This year, we have people representing from Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago, Boston, and of course, Pittsburgh.
And for those that don't know, the late August Wilson's 79th birthday is kind of a hook for all of this.
Yes, absolutely. And we're coming in town to help celebrate August Wilson's birthday weekend. And we're going to be celebrating. We're going to take the students for a tour of the Hill District. We're going to see all the cultural iconic areas in Pittsburgh, take them some of August's favorite restaurants and talk to some of the people who knew him best. And then the students, for the first time, we're bringing a national competition, because usually it was in New York and we perform on Broadway at the August Wilson Theater. But this year we really wanted to say, let's take you back home. Let's take you back to Pittsburgh, where the impact and the appreciation of August is at its height. And we really want the students to have an amazing experience and culturally experience Pittsburgh, just the seeds of where the work comes from. And that we thought that was very important.
And for many, just the fact that writing and literature is a lost art. So this is really important for our young people.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's really important for students today to find themselves in literature, to find their lives, their history, themselves in all types of literature, right? And we really want to get August Wilson taught in every school across the nation. We want him to be taught like Shakespeare, like Tennessee Williams, like all the greats. So that's our goal. And students are excited and have been excited. We also have a design component now, and students get the chance to, if you don't act, you can then create a design and maybe get students interested in design. Ultimately, it is a literacy and college support program. Ultimately, that's what we're doing.
And you can get more information by going to goodmantheater.org/August Wilson. And it sounds like you're pumped up for this. This is going to be a great weekend with the block party happening too.
Absolutely. We're just so happy to be around so many iconic people who meant so much to August Wilson. And, you know, Pittsburgh is just a great cultural city by itself. I mean, I just have, you know, I went to Pitt, so I have a lot of fond memories of the art and the artwork and all the people of Pittsburgh. And they really will get an understanding of how Pittsburgh for August resonated, what America was about.
Any idea, Derek, when we might see another Denzel Washington movie adapting one of August Wilson's works like he did with Fences and Ma Rainey's Bottom?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they have already filmed the next one. I think the next one coming up is Piano Lesson. I think they've already filmed it, so it should be coming out within the next year. Denzel Washington has committed to producing all 10 plays as films. And I mean, it's just an exciting journey to have a star of that caliber, you know, lift the work of August Wilson to people who may not come see a play. You know, they have access to it on Netflix all the way across the world.
Sounds great. Well, a big weekend for you, and we welcome everybody that's coming in from out of town, too. Derek Sanders, thank you.
Thank you.
The national director of the August Wilson New Voices, and a big weekend in the Berg for that, too. Coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen, we welcome our own sports director, Jeff Hathorn. He's been working hard. Well, he always works hard. But this draft thing is a big deal, obviously, in Pittsburgh. And Paul will give you some more background on that in just a minute. But we had a chance, Paul, to catch up with Doran Dickerson. I really respect his opinion in this world because as a Pitt All-American football player and an NFL alum, you know, he kind of knows this world better than any of us, right? So want to get a sense of what he thought. So I checked in with Doran Dickerson from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan in the Morning Show, and just what do you think?
Yeah, Larry, they got the guy that they wanted, Troy Fatanu out of Washington, and he's a tackle. He's played left tackle majority of his career. He could play some guard, but I always said the need for tackle I didn't see was there. It was a want more than anything because they still had Dan Moore Jr., but they obviously are telling us that it was more of a need than I thought. And this is a guy that will probably be a right tackle from day one. You'll move Broderick Jones back to left to his natural side. And you got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields kind of protected up there for this season and the future. So a really good pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers, a very solid player.
It's not a sexy pick. You know, the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, the running backs, maybe big linebacker, but a tackle? But it's so important, right?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, you saw last year, obviously, with Kenny Pickett and, you know, some of the things and the sacks that he took. So you have a young guy that's hungry. He grew up a Steelers fan. He idolized Troy Polamalu. So that's always a great story to add to a young player. He's going to be excited to get to Pittsburgh. And he's a no-nonsense guy, too. So he's durable. You know, he did have a little injury that the Steelers were probably checking off their list. But they found out that, you know, he's ready to go and he's worthy of the 20th overall pick, and he's gonna be something. He's gonna be exciting to watch this season.
We've had a lot of luck with guys named Troy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always an amazing connection. I think fans will resonate with that alone right off the top. So if he loves the Steelers, if he idolized Troy, fans are gonna take to him right away.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story, and if you just watch the video and, you know, his whole entire family's there, as all the guys are. But just that moment and then seeing your name flash across the screen and knowing that you're going to one of the biggest, franchises in all sports, I mean, it has to be just a surreal, unbelievable feeling.
Fa'atanu. Doran, I appreciate it. Real quick, who's getting the second pick for the Steelers? Who do we get?
Ooh, I think they go center. Okay. I do. I think they go center, but I also think that something else might be brewing.
All right.
I know that the San Francisco 49ers drafted a receiver in the first round, so that means that Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk is available for a trade. So I think the Steelers have something brewing today.
All-American, all-around great guy, Doran Dickerson from 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, my man. I appreciate you.
Got you, Larry. Thank you.
And Larry, Doran just posted on X a few minutes ago video of Troy blocking in a game against USC without his helmet, out there kicking butt without his helmet.
Yeah.
I like that.
We're going to talk, and you'll have some details coming up. And then Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, who was there on the South Side last night when they made the pick, and we'll talk to him about that in the weekend ahead. Who else might the Steelers be looking to snag?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tech
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.